this one actually, we give it now this title. It was not before. Dear Rabia, I would like to invite you to present a proposal for number 200 of our cultural magazine, Maska. This year, number 100 of Maska is going to be published. Along with it, we would like to publish number 200, which is due to be published in the year 2023. Therefore, we would like to invite you, as one of the artists Maska wrote about in the last 5 years, to propose a project you would like to realize in the year 2023. All contributions will be exhibited at the Museum of Modern Art in Ljubljana. Send us your contribution on the May 15th, 2006 at the latest. You are free to choose the medium that you find most suitable. Let me stress again that our interest is in the ideas to be realized in 17 years. Thus, we don't ask for projects already developed, but projections about what your work might be in the year 2023, when you are 17 years older. Emil Hrvatin. Dear Emil, in truth, your invitation made me fear a future that appears to me devoid of plans and projects, ambitions and dreams. I meant to send you a letter apologizing for being unable to participate in Maska, as for my incapacity to plan and think ahead. You know that I live in a region that is still witnessing wars, conflicts, and continuous dramatic transformations that don't allow us to think or plan for the future, particularly a distant future, 2023. I meant to tell you how much your invitation moved me to admiration and envy towards artists who are in control to the point of making plans of the future and who succeed. I meant to write all this and more had I not fallen on a photograph which disrupted and disrupted my original intention. This photograph. So as a result, I came up with a new plan for the year 2023. This is a photo of me in my first acting role ever in theater. It was taken in 1988 when I was still studying theater at the Lebanese University. I was 20 years old and was playing the role of 60 years old or around 60 years old man. While Beirut was still going through its civil wars. When I looked at this photograph, I could not recognize my face, myself, and was in disbelief. And I asked myself, is this what I will look like when I will be in my 60s? Through a simple arithmetical equation, I found out that I will be around this age in the year 2023. And this is when the idea hit me and I decided that it could be a possible proposal in response to your invitation. If I'm to live till the year 2023, I will be glad to implement this proposal for you. The project is very simple. In 2023, I would reenact the first role I ever played. Only this time, I would not need makeup, nor impose on my body the appropriated behavior. I would play the role without the need to age myself, which I had attempted to act when I was but 20 years old. I will compare the young actor who played the part of the 60 years old to the older one who no longer wishes to act, to play but does it in spite of himself. A comparison between two different persons who hold the same identity card, neither of who accepts to recognize the other. I will attempt to imitate myself by playing the role of a 20 years old man playing the part of a 60 years old man. There is no mirror here, but an encounter, a meeting between two different times. As I'm nearing 40 years, I'm now more, I look upon this impossible meeting with keen anticipation. A future meeting where Rabia at 20 does not know Rabia at 60 and vice versa. Each will think he is dreaming the other, and each will present proof and evidence that he is the real Rabia, and neither will know that each is a caricature of the other. This is Rabia yesterday, and this is Rabia today, and this is in the future. Today, I stand with an eye looking back to the first role I ever played, and another eye on the future, looking towards the last role I might ever play. It's as if when we begin acting, we pretend to be old, and when we become old, we act out youth. Or it is as if when we begin, and when we are youth, we approach death without fear. And close to the end, we try to flee from death, and in vain. In any case, let us wait until 2023 and see what will happen. Yours truly, Rabbi. So now I'll show you a video, a short video. It's a 10 minutes. I hope the subtitles will not hurt your eyes. It's called Fas A, Fas B, or Side A, Side B. I would like to show you this work. Actually, this is two works. The first one called The People Are Demanding, and the other one called With Soul, With Blood. And actually, these two phrases, the first one, The People Are Demanding, is the phrase that now is mostly used in all the demonstrations in the Arab Spring. So in the demonstration, this is the main slogan, started in Tunis, in Cairo, in Alexandria, in Libya, in Yemen, etc. So the people are demanding the fall of the regime, to fall the regime, to change, etc. While the other phrase is also, it was a slogan used also in demonstrations in all the Arab countries, but before the Arab Spring, actually it was used in all these regimes, when people were go out with massive numbers, and they shout, with soul, with blood, we will sacrifice ourselves for the sake of the leader, or for the nation, or for God, or etc. So it's like fill in the blanks, with soul, with blood, etc. So it's like two sentences, two phrases that, for me, problematic. Even the people are demanding, which now the slogan of the Arab Spring, is a bit problematic, because the people, in Arabic, it's the people are demanding. In Arabic, it's ash-sha'b yurid, which means exactly in English, the people is demanding, not are demanding. So the people is singular in Arabic, not plural. So it's like they're reducing the whole citizens into one thing, which is the people. So it's a bit problematic, and the question for me, who has the power or the authority to say that those are the people? Or what what is the meaning of people now, today? Actually, what I think it's better is to use the citizens are demanding, because all the aim of these demonstrations and the Arab Spring is actually to have citizens in a democratic state. So anyway, I did the work about this phrase, the people are demanding. I did it recently. And with Soul with Blood, I did a video a long time ago. So I decided tonight, today, actually this afternoon, to combine them together. So the people are demanding is a text. Actually, it's shown in museums or in art centers as a text in different shapes. So now it will be also as a text. But actually, I'm not going to read it myself. I will ask Alex to read it for us. And Alex is a voice, actually, that I found in my laptop. So he's going to read it. He's a male voice, not a female voice. And he's going to read it for us, and it will be combined with the other work, with Soul with Blood. So I will go now.
Isn't it nice to have a computer that will talk to you? My name is Alex. Most people recognize me by my voice. Here is work, written by Robin Rowett. Now, I am going to read it for you. The people are demanding to change, to revolt, to overthrow, to fall, to live, to love, to give, to forgive, to exist, to be, to eat, to sit, to shit, to fire, to tire, to support, to vote, to understand, to demonstrate, to prove. The people are demanding to march, to kill, to reveal, to rebel, to reflect, to postpone, to cure, to reconcile, to rest, to die, to lie, to drink, to flow, to draw, to cheer, to sleep, to fuck, to lick, to applause, to laugh, to struggle. The people are demanding to burn, to born, to feel, to fear, to defense, to have, to piss, to kiss, to dream, to write, to bite, to think, to engage, to destroy, to steal, to own, to mate, to build, to get, to kick, to sick. The people are demanding to strike, to punish, to judge, to scream, to shoot, to spit, to hit, to fit, to fight, to hang, to kill, to play, to pay, to see, to peek, to speak, to hear, to touch, to learn, to sing, to sing, to sing, to dance. The people are demanding to sing, to dance, to go, to grow, to draw, to arise, to develop, to vomit, to commit, to adopt, to choose, to pick, to lick, to sick, to pick, to tick, to peep, to say, to lay, to cry, to dry, to lay, to weep, to leap, to mourn, to dig, to earth, to bury, to hide, to shed, to shut, to keep. The people are demanding to leave, to hold, to fold, to soul, to erase, to sweep, to push, to shine, to paint, to cover, to veil, to wash, to avoid, to remove, to scratch, to hallow, to tell, to spell, to mark, to dark, to dwell. The people are demanding to, the people are demanding to, the people are demanding to haunt, to follow, to chat, to Facebook, to Twitter, to email, to communicate, to suffocate, to hate, to fade, to fake, to end, to begin, to overturn, to start, to reject, to accept, to defeat, to torture, to ruin, to crash. The people are demanding to assassinate, to slaughter, to smash, to make, to fake, to cook, to occupy, to hurt, to invade, to waste, to damage, to offend, to shock, to sadden, to traumatize, to wound, to stab, to mutilate, to humiliate, to shame, to aim. The people are demanding to switch, to whip, to pitch, to bitch, to prostitute, to gain, to win, to pin, to send, to sight, to light, to smoke, to consume, to conserve, to feast, to enjoy, to demolish, to possess, to wipe, to escape, to flee. The people are demanding to clear, to know, to gossip, to whisper, to sneak, to seek, to yell, to turn, to overturn, to stop, to finish, to reborn, to do, to undo, to redo, to fail, to nail, to pass, to last, to ice, to dice, to revolt, 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 to
back critical readers in contemporary art that deal with particular subjects that are and are not related to our concrete activities in such a way that these are not catalogues to our exhibitions but are kind of spaces for exploration of certain subjects that interest us. And this is the first publication of a new series that focuses on artistic practice. The one is rendered in blue, this one is rendered in green, just a formal aspect of how they are divided. But we wanted to create a new series that would focus on artistic practices that are in a different way responding to current circumstances than how we are used to in the field of contemporary art. And in specific case of Rabia, I said that we organize an exhibition, yet this is not a catalog, to stress it another time. There was very little discourse we could actually find when we started to work on this. And we thought it would be quite fascinating to motivate a number of writers, artists, scholars, activists, to look at his work from different perspectives. And this is what's happening in the book, and we're extraordinarily proud and happy about this little modest publication that is nonetheless full of newly produced knowledge. A number of people from Beirut, from a particular generation of artists that Rabia is part of, contributed to this and uncovered a number of developments of last 2 decades probably that are not so very well known. Of course, a number of artists from extraordinary art scene in Beirut are part of contemporary art scene, but to uncover what really is happening on the ground, you know, this kind of enormous generational exchange, nonetheless not functioning as a group, but a number of really strong individuals, if you think of Akram Zatari, Vali Derat, Tony Chakar, you name it. I mean, starting with the list is a bit foolish because you never can make it complete, but the number of those artists contributed an essay to this. And then a number of other people whom we asked, would you be interested to write about the Rabia, because there's not necessarily a history of them writing. And through them we would discover completely new layers, like I mentioned. I was completely amazed to receive an article, a text, that would actually uncover Rabia as a musician, who were a relatively short composer and a musician himself. It's in the text by Fadi El Abdallah. And then a number of new things that happened through this is also, for example, through talking about Rabia's work, Michael Blaker, who's a scholar in theater performance studies in the Netherlands, would write a genealogy of the format of lecture performance, which for me was absolutely kind of non-existent field, and this recovered enormously interesting genealogy. And perhaps last thing I would like to mention, which is also extraordinarily important, a number of texts that only existed in Arabic, or Arabic and French, we made an effort to translate into English, so for the first time I made them available for English-speaking community. So basically this is it, and I said it many times, but we're completely excited about this, and started to work on new ones already.
As how often are you planning on doing the series, or was more like an organic thing that you do it as you go?
Yeah, at Buck, Buck only exists some 10 years, and we established one of the very important principles for us, which is we only speak when we think we have something to say, which means we don't organize one exhibition after another, we don't publish one book after another, only after a long period of research, long period of thinking, when we think this is something that's really crucial to contribute to the world we do, because there is enormous overproduction of things around us. And we believe that we should just bring something new to the world when there is really absolute urgency for that. So I don't have numbers for you in that respect. We're currently working in the Blue Series on a reader that's called From Viewer to Consumer, Spectator to Citizen, which corresponds to what Rabia was mentioning. Like, who is the constituency of our work, who consumes our work? Because last 20 years it was pretty much about consuming and about spectatorship. And actually, when you ask, under the pressure of continuous pragmatic questioning, who is your audience and how many visitors you have, I want to provide a completely different answer. I don't necessarily am so much interested in viewers and consumer spectators, but in having a citizen in largest possible meaning of the word, so not as exclusionist nationalist kind of strategy of giving citizenship to one or the other, but citizen as an active participant of the events of the world. That's somebody whom I want to speak to, but the question is how through art and in the space of art can you produce a relationship with citizens in a much more active way, going beyond some kind of normalizing strategies that we experienced last 20 years in the field of contemporary art. So this is something we work on at this moment, and in parallel another reader called We Roma, which relates to the Roma, Gypsy, Sinti, Travelers communities in mainly Europe. But with the idea of We Roma, we try to figure out this very strange moment in history where it's not the minority community that usually found themselves on the fringes of the society, yet in the center of society's control. At this moment, majority claims to be minority. I mean, whether symbolically or realistically, 99% claims we are the minority. And what happens and how do you connect experiences and certain models of living on the fringes of the society to the current momentum? So we use this metaphor of we Roma, we all Roma in one way or another, and try to understand how this connects to contemporary historical moment and possibility or potentiality of art to contribute to this situation, to this condition.